Thanks again for coming this morning to this fabulous facility that is here in Newton, Iowa. My name is Mike Sabetsky. I am the COO and Vice President of Lifeline Foods. We are the fuel supplier for the 2008 Indy Racing League Series. And in addition to that, I am here to demonstrate to you today that there are opportunities, there are new revelations, there are new advancements in the ethanol industry that will allow us and allow others to both manufacture fuel and food simultaneously from the same kernels of corn. At Lifeline Foods, we have a very sophisticated process where we will start with yellow corn, like most other ethanol manufacturers will. And what we do, which is different than everyone else's process, is we will systematically disassemble every kernel of corn that we process. We'll go through a mechanical separation process with the sole intent of separating the fiber, the protein, and the starch components in every kernel of corn. Most ethanol facilities that exist today simply take corn and grind it all up and go through a fermentation process. Our process starts by removing the corn bran. For those folks that have a good zoom on your camera, you'll be able to pick this up. If not, I'll leave these samples up here when you're done. You can take pictures if you choose. The corn bran is, this is the part of the kernel that gets stuck in your teeth when you're eating popcorn. All right, so you know what this is now, right? This is the outside skin on a kernel of corn. There's very little fermentable value in that portion of the kernel. It's primarily fiber. Okay? What our facility is doing with that portion of the kernel is combusting that in lieu of natural gas, okay? Thereby reducing our carbon footprint of our facility. The next fraction of the kernel that we segregate is the corn germ. Okay? This would be the pointed part of the kernel that most readily attaches to the cob of the plant when it's growing. Okay? This portion of the kernel is high in protein and extremely high in oil. This part of the corn is processed for the corn oil because it's a more heart-healthy oil rather than veg oil. Okay, the mainstream media and all of us now are trying to move away from trans fats in our diets, from fried foods and cooking with oils that are high in trans fats. Corn oil has no trans fats, and subsequently it's a great alternative to veg oil that has trans fats. The rest of the kernel is primarily the starch. And what we do at Lifeline Foods is we're able to extract the best portions of the starch and convert that into human food. We make food for the snack industry. We participate in USDA, USAID, Food for Peace, famine relief, disaster relief type efforts as well from our facility, in addition to making other food ingredients. The rest of the starch, the undesirable portion of the starch for food products because of poor functionality, high fiber, high fat, mycotoxin type issues, that's what we convert into alcohol. We're literally taking the throwaway material from our process and converting it into liquid fuel. Okay, so we're extremely excited about the technology that we possess at Lifeline Foods. I'll be frankly honest with you, this is just the tip of the iceberg with regards to the capabilities that we're going to be able to demonstrate at Lifeline Foods as we continue to mine additional value out of these individual components of a kernel of corn. We will look at cellulosic conversion of this material. Again, this is fiber. Everyone talks about switchgrass and other types of cellulose material. That's what this is. Okay, we'll experiment with this eventually. Expect to see other types of extractions done with the corn germ itself for more than just oil. And then we'll continue to refine the best portions of the starch, the hard endosperm portion of the kernel, for the human food components that it possesses. So that's just a little bit of story about Lifeline Foods. These folks up here talk the talk all day long. You know, they're telling you that it's out there. A lot of us are doubting Thomas's until we can feel it, touch it, see it, breathe it. We don't believe it. All right? Well, I'm here to tell you today that this is going on. We do this all day long, day in and day out. So if everyone out there doesn't think this is possible or doesn't think this is capable because of the technology that the industry possesses today, they're extremely inaccurate. Okay. So that's all that I have for now. I'll wait to take my questions up there with the rest of the group, and I'll introduce Troy Hobbs from Monsanto.